listening to I'm Not Okay podcast. I'm Stormy.
I'm Elena. And playing us in today was the song Perish by Cohen.
Yeah, we got the boys on today.
The boys. We've been talking about them for a while.
Yeah, well,
I mean, you know them, so.
Yeah, I know them. My brother was in this band, and that's how I met them. And he left to pursue other projects. I mean, you know, my brother is a producer, but he's also in a band called Little by Little. So he decided to pursue that band, but they are still going and they are releasing a new EP called Suffer that's going to be out on November 13th. Everybody should go check that out. And you can also check out the two new singles that are out right now.
We're going to have them on the episode playlist.
Yes.
I wanted to talk to you because I realized today that I've got some sort of whiplash going on every single time that I see a tour announcement or a show announcement or anything of the sort. Because I guess my brain hasn't adjusted enough to 2020 to realize that I'm going to immediately be disappointed. But I've realized three things happen whenever I'm scrolling through Instagram and I see something like that. Either the band in question is touring in the UK.
Yes.
They are doing a live stream, which is not the same. Or it's scheduled for 2021 and I know, realistically, that it's not going to happen.
Yeah, I don't know.
And I don't even know why they're doing this to us anymore.
I don't know. Let's just not announce anything until it's actually happening, please.
Yeah, exactly. Like, let it be confirmed. I'll just get a vaccine. Let this be, like, good to go.
Yeah.
Don't get me excited just, like, for all these festivals next year.
I want to go to one so bad. It is in my blood. I need it so bad. And it's not going to happen.
Right.
And it's just so disappointing.
What's really bothering me is that Coachella moved their dates to October. And I think that sounds like the coolest thing in the world. I've never been that drawn to Coachella, but spooky season, right?
I mean, that's true. And you can still dress for warm weather because it's in,
yeah,
California. I'm never going to get to go to Coachella. What am I talking about?
If it's spooky season Coachella, you're coming with me. But again, like, the chance of this actually happening.
Yeah. Okay, except spooky season Coachella, I still can't afford. I still can't afford Coachella.
We're going to figure it out. That is not to be missed. Why is there not a bigger Halloween music festival? That's what I'm wondering.
Yeah, there's some smaller ones.
There's one down in Florida. I can't remember what it's called.
I don't want to go to Florida.
I'm not going to the swamp.
That's scary.
We just alienated a whole state.
Listen, okay, no, one of my best friends lives in Florida right now, and she's actually getting married, but we don't know when because COVID.
Pancakes is screaming in the background.
Pancakes! I'll feed you later. Chill.
I even know his voice by now.
Pancakes. Shut up. Anyway, I'm pretty sure I'm supposed to be in her wedding. I can't remember what we decided.
You don't know?
Well, there's a certain number of people that are in her wedding, and she made us decide which of us was going to be in it because there's too many of us.
God, that's stressful.
And it was like there were this many people that were already in it, and so there were this many open spots. And so there was like two more, because she asked Stephanie for sure. So Stephanie was like, yeah, I'll be in it. And then the twins were like, well, we don't want one of us to be in it and not the other one. So we don't want to be bridesmaids. And then Steph was like, well, I'll back out and then you guys can do it. And then they were like, no, she asked you. And then, so it was like a big long thing. But anyway, point of the story is we don't know when she's going to get married because Florida is a shit show and none of us really want to go to Florida.
Yeah.
In the middle of all this, especially because Kayla's immune. Okay, I'm just going to feed him. I'll be right back.
Yeah, you're annoying enough that I'm just going to do it, okay?
Sorry, what were we talking about?
The wedding that you don't know if you're going to go to.
Oh, yeah. I mean, well, I'm going to it.
You don't know the details about it, I mean.
Yeah. Anyway, unimportant. Point is, my brain was just like, I don't want to go to Florida right now.
Yeah. I mean, there are safe ways to do it. It's just still nerve-wracking. I'm kind of in the camp that nobody should really be doing anything. Speaking of traveling, can you believe it's been a year since we met up in Indiana?
Since we saw each other, yeah. It's a long time.
I got all these memories blasted to my Instagram. Little eggy memories.
Okay. Michael just texted me that he got me like 15 outfits.
Oh my. Outfits for what?
Fallout.
Gotcha.
We started 76 because it got an update. So there's NPCs now, like actual NPCs. which is awesome. So we started playing it because you can play with your friends. And one of our friends has Fallout First, which is basically their subscription service. So you can have your own private world on the game.
Sounds exciting. I've never played Fallout, so I don't relate, but I'm excited for you.
Fair enough. The update is really good. So if you were ever going to pick a time to play Fallout 76, it's now, because Fallout 76 crashed and burned when it came out.
Well,
which is why I literally just bought it for $15.
Let's give it a year and we'll see if it still feels relevant, because I can't pick up a game right now.
Don't do it.
Oh my God. Can I just shout out Whitney for a second though? Because I was having the worst fucking week, but like also today was trash because I woke up with the worst migraine and I was really stressed out and everything. And she texted me out of the blue today to tell me like how proud of me she was for all the hard work and how I was killing it, and like fucking made me cry at 3 p.m. on a Friday afternoon.
Yeah, she's really good at
unprompted.
That.
And I was like, I didn't even know I needed this, and you knew that I needed this. Thank you.
She's really good at that.
So sweet. Made my heart like grow 3 million sizes.
I know. I love her so much.
I can't.
She's my favorite.
I think we need to end every single episode with like Fueled by Whitney.
Fueled by Whitney, because we can't make our own serotonin, right?
God, she's everything for this podcast.
She's our backbone. She's never been on an episode, but she's our backbone. She was on an
episode literally a year ago.
Oh, yeah.
We recorded out of the Taco Bell parking lot.
Duh, she was on the Taco Bell episode. She has been on.
But she literally, like, she taught us how to do this. And
well, she taught us how to music industry.
Exactly, that's what I mean. Like,
yeah.
Held our hands through all of it.
Yeah, no kidding.
We need to have a Whitney corner every single episode.
We should. Do you want to talk about new music now?
Yeah, let's talk about new music.
Okay, so first of all, Those Without dropped Seattle Revisited along with a music video, and everybody needs to go listen to it right now because our boys are killing it.
It was so good.
It's so good.
I didn't know I needed that version. I mean, I loved the original version too.
Well, it also made me look at the music video itself, made me look at the song in a little bit of a different way than I had originally
thought of it. Sure.
Because like you kind of think of it as like this, it sounds like a love song. But then in the music video, they're all just, it's like an alien and an astronaut just kicking it. There's like skateboarding around. It's like a friend song. What?
Yeah.
I'm obsessed. I love it.
It can be. It can be however you interpret it. Yeah,
it can be however you interpret it. But it's just like, I had always thought of it as like a love song because it's like what makes you feel loved. But it's just like, your friends can make you feel loved. That's so cool.
Yeah. The original version is also so soft and like romantic.
Yeah. And then this new version is like, I could see it being in a buddy cop movie or something.
Oh, it's like skate park punk.
Yeah, it's so good. Core.
Yeah. I was all about it.
And then I have to say this one because it's my boys. G-Eazy and Black Bear dropped Hate the Way. So good. It also has a music video. But then Grayscale dropped a song called Diamond. Hot Milk dropped a song called Glass Spiders. And then Jet Black Alley Cat dropped a song called All Out of Luck. And those were my favorites from this week. There were a few more that I have on my list that I did not mention, but those are my favorites.
So you just reminded me by talking about the music video, but did you see the Forget Me Too video?
I don't think so.
You know, MGK and Halsey.
Oh, yeah. I can't remember the name.
Yeah. I need Halsey to just do like straight up pop punk from here on out. I mean, like, I knew she was good on the track, but seeing her in the video.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, you just need to make an identity off of this.
Yeah, she'd kill it.
Just go straight pop punk. Ditch all the pop stuff. Just do it. Do it forever.
I'm just obsessed.
Yeah, me too. I didn't, and like, you know, like, I'm not a diehard fan of MGK, so like, I kind of went into the music video not expecting, you know, to be in love with it. But I watched it like 6 times.
Obviously, I'm obsessed with MGK, but this album was, I'm not going to say it's my favorite MGK album because I'd be lying, because I think Bloom is actually my favorite, but it's a close second. Like, it's very close. I love this album so much.
Yeah. I read a great comment on Facebook earlier. I can't remember who said it for the life of me. Somebody on my friends list that said, I'm not going to say that Machine Gun Kelly is reviving pop punk, because that's going to drive people to listen to old pop punk and they'll be sorely disappointed. It's like, I mean, that hurts me to the core, but yeah, I guess so.
I mean, it brings it to a more mainstream view than it's had in a while.
It's definitely, it's modernizing it.
Yeah.
For sure.
Which is cool.
But yeah, other than that, Mayday Parade released First Train.
Yes.
Which I'm fucking obsessed with. Bad Religion released a new song called What Are We Standing For? Social Order released a new single called Humans. You know, I feel like I mentioned that on here before, but I feel like that's a more recent release. They've been putting out a lot lately. So if I haven't said it before, Social Order released Humans. I believe that was last week. And Know This Is Patrick released a song, Run From Hell. I've got a few more things that I'll put on the playlist, but those are my top, I don't even know how many I just said, 4 or 5 for the week.
Oh my God, pancakes! I literally just fed you.
He's just saying hi.
Pancakes, stop! Anyway.
You wanna go to the interview?
Yeah, let's start with the boys.
So we are here with the guys of Cohen out of Kentucky. Nick, Trevor, and Kitten are here with us. You guys want to just shout out your names so everybody knows who you, which one's which?
I'm Nick.
Hi, I'm Trevor.
Oh man.
Oops.
Oh, no.
Oh, we already messed up. All right, go ahead. Go ahead, man. You're good.
My name is Kenton. I play guitar.
Hi, I'm Trevor, and I play bass, and I also yell at people. That's what I do.
Yeah, I sing. I forgot to mention that part. Yeah, my bad.
Yeah.
Your name isn't singing.
Yeah, you're right.
So, just to start off with an easy one, how did you guys get together? I know part of the story, but like, how did you get to where you are now?
Oh boy, this is gonna be a long.
It's a big one, but
I'll give the condensed version. Trevor and I met when I was 16. He was 15. I think we were sitting next to each other in computer class, and I asked him if he had ever listened to the band Icy Stars, and he said no. And then we hit it off. We started sharing music with each other, and we both found out we both wanted to be in a band. I had to do many unsuccessful attempts at that throughout high school, and then into college and stuff. And then around the summer of 2015, I had more of an idea of where I wanted to go musically with things, and tried to form a lineup with Trevor, and we went through a bunch of changes and stuff, and finally dropped our first song under what is now Cohen in September 2016, and it's been the roller coaster since then.
Yeah, for sure. Just to give our audience a feel for you guys, what would you say like your biggest influences are?
Oh boy,
Hank Williams, this can be senior. Like an individual question if you want. It doesn't have to be like.
Don't argue, please.
That's a band. No.
We would never argue.
How about everybody give their top two influences?
All right. I don't want to start on this one.
So for me, I really like Kublai Khan, and I look up to those guys. And I'm also a big Whitechapel fan. So those two are like my big two.
For me, it would probably be, it'd be the band like Glass Cloud, if you've ever heard of them. And then probably, I don't know, I mean, like some metalcore band that I always listen to. I don't know.
Definitely Youth Forever. Rest in peace, Youth Forever. Probably the closest we sound like, or where I originally wanted us to sound like. And then I just have to say Icy Stars, even though we sound nothing like them. Like
no.
they're the whole reason why I wanted to.
We're even having this conversation. Like,
okay. I also liked how that story was, have you ever heard of a band called Icy Stars? And the answer was no, and that's how it started.
Yeah.
Pretty much. It was like right after they dropped their album, Digital Renegade, that had Filth Friends Unite on it. I was like, dude, you have to hear this shit.
Yeah.
And what's really cool, Nick doesn't know about it, but like I was struggling to find friends, and like at the time I was like, okay, I gotta have something cool. So I went out to Best Buy and bought these like really nice Skullcandy earbuds at the time, and I was like, yeah, people are going to see these and they're going to be like, oh, this guy is so cool. And then like when Nick was like, do you want to hear this song? I was like, oh, it's my time to shine. I had the little carrying case and everything. I was like, this guy's going to think I'm so cool.
Get I've my never heard gold story. Candy earbuds ready.
I love that.
Yeah.
So funny. All right. And then what are you listening to right now? Like, it doesn't have to be in this genre necessarily, but like, what are your favorites right now?
Well,
I know that's a big question. Sorry.
Yeah, at least for me, it'd be Loathe. I mean, Protest the Hero. Makes no sense, you know.
Yeah, perfect.
But they're just both really, really good. And their new records are just nuts.
Go ahead, Nick. You got it, buddy.
I don't know how that'd be awkward about any of this.
Nick, just don't be awkward. It's okay, Nick.
Jesus, don't be yourself. You'll be fine.
That's it.
I'm always listening to the top four of metalcore, which are Youth Forever, Dark Complex, Sworn In, and Lotus Eater. I'm always going between those four.
Lotus Eater's in.
They're up there.
They're
for
in
me
top
now.
Four?
Sick. At least in like that whole like Chicago core sound, like the.
That's from England, though.
Yeah, I know, but shit that sounds like that.
Yeah.
The Loathe album a lot. I can't stop listening to that. And then I listen to just like a bunch of sad emo shit, like Too Close to Touch, Theosin, stuff like that.
Yeah.
Doing that a lot lately.
So for me, I've kind of been on this like music growth thing, like. I'll just straight up ask random people. I'll be like, hey, give me a suggestion, anything, any genre. But I've always fallen back on an artist, City in Color. That is like my go-to jam, like regardless of what mood I'm in.
Yeah.
So I'm always playing him. And like I've been, I don't know, man. I guess, so City in Color, and I've been getting into my roots here recently and stuff I grew up with. So I've been listening to like a lot of Willie Nelson, B.B. King, that kind of thing. That's just where my heart's at right now. So
awesome. I love how eclectic it is. That's like how my iTunes shuffle is. Never know what's going to happen. Now on to more Cohen related, just altogether. You guys actually released music before the singles that are available now, and the album Happy is going to be re-released eventually. But how would you compare recording Happy to recording the new EP Suffer?
Yeah, night and day.
Yeah, Kenton hated all that shit.
Well,
Happy.
Yeah.
Because Kenton recorded Happy. Before he was a part in the band, man. Look,
yeah.
We know you. Look, I know you don't like being in Kona, right?
I recorded Happy, and I was not a fan at the time, and I'm like, this is fine. And now I'm in Kona, and we have. The recording, you know, of the new music was just easy. Like it was mind blowing. Would you agree?
Yeah.
I mean, it was. I don't know, man.
It was more of a. I don't know how to explain it.
It was a process.
I want to say it was more of a. It felt more professional. I mean, because it was. It was objectively more professional because we went to a real studio instead of just the music recording studio at my old college. So,
and also my apartment.
Yeah, and also your old apartment.
So, and the funny thing is I can't say a whole lot about recording Happy because I had a brief absence from the band around about that time. But let me tell you, I'll compare it to our first two singles. And like the first two singles, I was a greenhorn musician. I was like, oh yeah, this is great. You know, I'm going to go in the studio and be really good. And then our producer, Jack, he's such a sweet man, like truly one of the greatest people out there. And I got humbled so fast. I got humbled on the first measure, and I was like, oh, okay. So, but you know, coming into with the new EP, oh man, it's like I knew what was expected of me. I you know, learned the process, and the boys we're all like, it was so like complicated and everybody was all in their heads, but like this go around, everybody was in it as a unit and we got the job done, but we also had fun at the same time. So I would have to say it was just, it felt like we had a task, we achieved it with grace. And I think it was one of the best things I've done musically ever.
A lot of zombies too.
We did play a lot of Nazi zombies.
A lot of zombies. Lots of zombies.
Like every night. Just drinking IPAs and
And zombies, man.
Mean, that's the best way to play zombies as far as I'm concerned.
Honestly, it's the only way.
Hey, you leave IPA alone.
Like IPAs.
So good.
All right. And then what creative direction or growth do you feel that this EP is representative of for you guys?
It's like a 180 to me, at least.
It's a 180 for me, and I've been here since
100%.
Start.
Yeah. 180 musically, like in songwriting, like just 180 all the way.
Yeah. I'd have to agree. And I think that it's in the direction that we were meant to be in originally. I think our hearts have always been in it, but maybe the music didn't match the energy, you know. But like when you listen to this EP, you know every member has got their heart in it, and it's really, it's a hell of a turn from what it used to be. And you can tell, like when you listen to this EP front to back, it's like we've evolved almost into this, and it's so awesome.
Can you give us some specific examples of that evolution? Like, is there a direction that you're trying to proceed moving forward that you're trying to commit to or anything? Has that been established?
It is. Well, this has a lot to do with the fact that Kenton started helping writing. It is a lot more technical and complicated.
Absolutely.
It's a lot more interesting. I think there's a lot more dynamics in the instrumentals as well as just the overall, I guess, vibe and
lyrics are just nuts.
Oh, the lyrics are nuts.
They're really dark, and I fucking love it.
What's really cool is like Nick's lyricism. Like he writes about really heavy topics, but they're like when you really read them at face value, you're like, man, that's dark. But then like you read them maybe from a different perspective, and you're like, wow, this is actually kind of positive. You know, and like so that's something pretty cool. And
just got y'all read the lyrics.
I was gonna mention that too, because your lyrics are really, really good. I've always enjoyed them. I mean, obviously I haven't heard all of the new EP, but from Happy, I love that album front to back, so I'm really excited to hear the new stuff.
Where's our pre-stream?
Oh, a review copy, bro.
Man, we just airdropped it. Sorry.
You guys are pause in.
And then I play the whole thing on the podcast.
No. It's really low in the mix.
We will not do that.
We'll send it to you after this.
Okay. Moving in a different direction, mostly because this is one of my favorite things. I have like a weird obsession with it. I know you guys have gone on a few weekend tours. Do you have any like weirder, crazy stories you want to tell that you can tell us?
The hostel. The time everyone's car got declined at Denny's. No.
Okay.
I know Trevor is gonna.
Oh God, yeah.
Man, here comes.
I know Trevor's got this.
Well, our best story is broken up between Trevor and I. We both have two different perspectives of the worst night of our lives.
We'll make it short because I know this is a limited time thing, and this story I could literally take an entire 24-hour day.
I was gonna say no, take your time, but if it's 24 hours long, I mean, maybe condense it a little.
So, just a fair warning, you're gonna hear me say long story short like 40 times, and it's still not gonna make it any faster. So, Cohen has made a lot of mistakes in our day. One of which is taking 5 different vehicles to one location. We still haven't figured out that vans exist. So that's one thing. And, it is nothing, well, at least back then, for Cohen to take like 5-6 vehicles to, 6 hours, 50 minutes. it's just so irresponsible. But so there's this one show in particular. We were signed under an agency, and I'll leave all that stuff out just because no beef.
I got beef.
Yeah, I mean, we got beef, but like it doesn't matter. It's so far gone. So he, the agent at the time says, "Hey, I got you guys a show with this band called Earthgrounds," and we're like, "Oh, sick! Yeah, they're tight." And they're like, "Yeah, it's in Springfield, Missouri. It's like an hour outside of St. Louis." And we're like, "Oh, sick! You know that we've driven to St. Louis before. No big deal." So the day of that show, I type in the address, which you should just, anybody who's thinking about starting a band or anything like that, just GPS it before, the night before, so you can make a better plan. So I'm like, okay, I look up the venue, and it's from my grandmother's house, which is like Cohen HQ at the time. It said 6 hours, 55 minutes. And I was like, wait a minute. That's a really far drive. That's really far away. And so we all load up and we all get there. We get there, and I'm skipping over the parts that are just super small. But, like, I'll put it this way. My truck at the time didn't have a radio. I had a hole in the floorboard, so nothing but road noise. And, yeah, it was horrible. And we get there, can't find a parking spot, so we have to park, like, three blocks down. We have to carry all this equipment in. And we're starting to set up, and then we meet the dudes at Earthgrounds. Shout out to them. Fantastic, very sweet guys. And and this is where it starts to go to shit. We get approached, I don't remember by who, and I want to say there was probably, Nick, how many people were you there, because I like to exaggerate.
Easily 150, but this was like a really tiny bar,
so it like, seemed like it was packed like wall to wall. And we get approached by somebody, I don't know if it's a member of management or a member of the band. And because Earthgrounds was headlining, and they're like, "Hey, how would you guys like to headline?" And so I'm like, "Oh man, we're about to headline on like this show so far away from home." I was like, "Dude," like I remember looking at Nick and being like, "Dude, we made it, man! Like, dude, we're about to play the biggest show that we've ever played." And so we watched all the bands play. I mean, and everybody was tight. It was awesome. It was a good vibe. Earthgrounds puts on a hell of a show, and we're like, "Yes." I was like, the crowd's good and warmed up. They're going to be really receptive to our emo metalcore. They get off stage, and like we rush on stage because that time in between bands, if it's short, you can keep people from going to the bathroom, you know? So I remember plugging in my guitar, and I hear, you know, guitar left, and I'm like, all right, sick, this is it. And so I do a little sound check. I haven't turned my back. Everybody sound checks, and they're like, all right, you know, let's get it going. I turn around, and there was three people.
Oh, my God.
I'm stage right, and the sound guy. And I'm like, okay, well, maybe they all – or maybe it's a really long line at the bathroom. Maybe if we start playing, people will show up, right? So we play our first intro song, and then we play another song. And then we had this one atrociously really terrible song that everybody thought was a bad idea, but I loved it because I had a solo. And I was like, all right, this is going to win. This is going to get people from the parking lot. So at the end of the song, it's just us and the sound guy, and he steps out. And, like, I remember thinking to myself, I was like, I just drove 6 hours and 55 minutes to play a practice set. And I was like, you know what? That's fine. I'm going to put my heart into it. We rocked out. We got some really good pictures, you know. And we loaded out. And then it hits me. I'm like, hey, it's midnight. And we're 6 hours and 55 minutes from the nearest, you know, bed we know. And so there was some sleeping arrangement issues, and this is where the story kind of branches off, and Nick will take over after I finish my little part. And so I'm like, okay, cool, no problem. I was like, my grandma's already blown my phone up. She's like, are you safe? Do you have a place to sleep tonight? Are you okay? You know, crime is a thing. Oh, my God. I'm like, grandma, it's fine. You know, little 19-year-old me thinking, you know, yeah, I'm going to be fine. So there were some sleeping arrangements made that nobody knew about. And I was like, oh, cool. And then I remember a certain member asking, you know, hey, don't tell anybody else because we don't have enough room, whatever. And I was like, sure, sick. He's like, one catch, though. You're going to have to chill in the parking lot for like an hour. He's like, we got some business to handle. And I was like, okay. You know, I was like, I get to sleep in a hotel room, right? So at the same time that they leave to go into the hotel, the weather changes. It is like 30 degrees. It's raining and it's like getting to that sleep mushy stuff. And I'm like, okay, that's fine. So an hour passes and I'm waiting. And like, I don't want to interrupt the business because it's real important. And another hour passes. And mind you, my truck was like, I'm very thankful for the truck because it got me places it should have never went. But it was a piece of shit. So like my gas light comes on and I'm steady. There's a leak in the truck at the time. So I'm just getting like water tortured, just hit my forehead. I'm freezing to death. So I go to this gas station right down the road. And I'm like, all right, I'm gonna put my last like $20, which is so stupid. I put my last $20 in the gas tank and this cop pulls up and he goes, hey, where'd you get them drums? And I was like, they're mine. And he goes, oh, that's weird. He's like, you're a long way from home. I'm like, yeah. And he's like, what are you doing around here this late? And I was like, well, and I didn't want to tell him, you know, hey, one of my members is doing business, you know. And so after about a half hour of discussing where I've been, why I'm there, I go back to the parking lot of this hotel. Next thing I know, it's 5 a.m. And I was like, you know, I'm going to try and get some sleep. I curl up with a blanket that or like the carpet for the drums to stay warm.
Important distinction there.
Yeah. And I get a text. He's like, dude, sorry, we forgot about you. And I was like,
oh my God.
And I was like, that's fine. Because and my phone's at like 5%. So I'm like, I can't be on iFunny and, you know, enjoy myself. And then he goes, well, hey man, we're leaving at like 6, so be ready to go. I've got a test tomorrow, and you have all my equipment, so you got to be in Murray by this time. I was like, all right, dude. So I'm on like 40 minutes sleep, and I drive all the way back to this place in Murray. I go home, and my grandma was like, "How was the show?" And I was like, "It was the best, grandma." And then I went to bed.
You know, if it makes you feel better about the whole playing to an empty room, we heard recently that the same thing happens to Drake Bell all the time. So,
oh, thank God.
Right. Dude, come on.
I'm sorry. Look, for the
record,
you
better take that back.
I will partially take it back. You do have some bangers, but
give me the three. Name three.
That song from Drake and Josh times three.
Yeah. That's all.
Because you know Drake Bell totally listens to this podcast.
Yeah.
He will.
Yo, what up, Drake Bell? Hit me up.
Oh my God! Please let him have a cameo.
Duet this on TikTok right now.
Oh, goodness.
Nick, you ready for your side? Because it's more eventful and less sad.
It's not as miserable as Trevor's half. Ours was just, well, we show up and where do I even start from this? Well, fast forward at the end of all that, we're all freaking the fuck out because originally, well, Trevor forgot to mention, was our old manager at the time. Manager in air quotes.
He was no manager.
He promised us housing in Springfield so we wouldn't have to drive back. Because this is like a pretty well 7-hour drive, you know, 7 change with stops and stuff. So.
Oh, yeah, I did forget, my bad.
Yeah, so we're just like, we don't know what to do. And we're all like, we're in college. We got classes in the morning. We gotta drive back. And at the time, it was me, our friend, who was taking photos of us. And then our old bass player at the time was riding with me. And we just said, fuck it. We got some donuts. We hit the road, start heading back. And another key thing that Trevor forgot to mention is that on the way there, whenever we were all stoked and everything, it was the most beautiful weather I've ever seen in my fucking life. Like, super pretty,
super nice, sunsets, everything. We're all just embracing friendship and the adolescence of the band, you know, being young bucks in college who just learned how to drink. And, you know, we're not too depressed.
Yes, sir.
We're stoked to play with Earthgrowns. We're heading there. And then, you know, show happens, all that shit goes to the shit. And then we're about to get on the road. And Ryan's about to head back, and we've accepted the fact that we got to drive like 7 hours back. A fucking blizzard hits, right? So, like, it starts snowing really hard, like, really hard, and then hail as well. So we're just like, all right, well, we just got to suck it up and go. So we start going, and our old bassist at the time, about halfway on the point to Springfield from Murray, I guess, was an hour drive from Carbondale, where his girlfriend at the time lived. And he was like, hey, guys, if you and Brendan, who is our photographer, and pull over, can I just leave my car at a gas station and then I'll ride the road? I'm like, yeah, man, of course, it's fine. So we do that. What we didn't do is drop a pen. So on the way back, Brent's like, hey, man, so I don't know where my car is. It's somewhere in this general geographic location. So we're like on Google Images, like trying to like, or Google Satellite, whatever, trying to find what possible gas station it would be. We finally like, we get there about 4 a.m. Brent takes off. About 5 minutes later, his car goes off the road. He gets out, though. He's fine, you know? And we're all just like, all right, well, we got a couple more hours left to go. We start going, and then this whole time I'm trying not to fall asleep. And, you know, it was just really rough to drive that way, and then we get back, and then I fell asleep for about half an hour. I wake up, and the snow's completely fucking gone. But that was just a really humbling night.
And
at the time, I was like, you know, this is what touring is like. This is rough, but you know, I'm at least saying we're trying our best.
That was only one show, too.
That was just one show, yeah.
So the funny thing I forgot to mention is the promoter that put on the show. It was like, oh, you know, are you guys on tour with them? And we're like, no. And they're like, well, where are you from? And I was like, from this basically Murray, Kentucky. And she's like, that's really far away. And I was like, she's like, did you drive all this way for a one-off? And we were like, mm-hmm.
Yep.
And she felt so bad. She gave us like, it was our first paying gig. It was $5.
We weren't supposed to get paid.
How much did you get paid?
They paid us $5.
Like, they paid us out of pity. Like,
that's incredible.
I don't even think we used it for gas. I think we used it for the donuts we got out.
So I was sitting here wondering why I haven't heard this story before, and then you said his car ran off the road, and I figured out why.
Yeah, her brother was our oldest. Yeah.
No worries. I was like, how have I never heard this before?
Yeah.
That would be why.
All the love to Brent. I'm glad he's okay.
Me you know, too. Yeah.
Whatever. It's up to the night. Maybe if he hears this, we love you, Brent.
That was a good story, and I'm glad I asked that question. I'm sorry for your misfortune, but it did entertain me.
Yeah, it's pretty funny.
Okay, now I lost my place because that was a pretty long story. If you were going to open for a band with the new EP, who would it be?
Oh, my God.
Oh.
Like, dream big. It doesn't matter. Whoever you want.
Fucking Slipknot or something.
Loathe. Slipknot was
Loathe.
Loathe would be sick, yeah. But.
So, dream lineup.
He's going to say us.
Eagles.
Hold on. I got you. So, us, Dark Complex, even though they're not a thing anymore. Yep. Youth. And REO Speedwagon.
Nice.
Okay, can I ask a follow-up question just for shits and giggles? Same question, but the band that you're opening for is, like, just a totally different genre.
Yeah.
From you.
I think he already did that.
No,
No, I got more. Hold up.
Yeah.
Phil Collins.
Yes. Yes. Either Phil Collins or Willie Nelson, just because.
Oh, shit.
Their fans would be, his fans would be fucked up, bro.
The Weeknd would be sick. But I was going to say, if y'all are familiar with Hey Violet, I know Trevor is.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like, guys my age, like, dude, I love that band so
much.
Oh,
shit, yeah.
I'm still rocking your hoodie.
Yeah.
On the street.
Yeah.
Yeah. Those are the answers I wanted.
Oh shit.
Kent, do you hear what you say?
There's not honest, a in this honest, area anymore.
We should preface that the
we're in the middle of nowhere.
Where our hometown is, I say hometown loosely, there is no metal scene at all. That's why we've always had even just the go to shows, like Trevor and I would always in high school drive to Nashville, see shows at Rocket Town, or I would go to shows in St. Louis with Kenton or Brian. Yeah. So
my best advice, especially for maybe guys or girls or everywhere in between that want to start a band, that maybe there's not a scene there and maybe there's not an audience.
Market.
Exactly. Understand that the internet is a tool. Learn to use it and use it well. And, you know, really just don't give up. Man, you're gonna eat shit, and like we haven't made it by no means, but I feel like
absolutely not.
Yeah, like, but like, really, you're gonna eat shit just to get a moderate sense of pride. Like, but you just keep at it, which I know it sounds cliche, and just remember who you're doing it for, and in the end, it's gonna be okay. If you try hard enough, you'll get there.
And it's a waste of money.
You damn Skippy, bro. This band, I'm still recovering from the first song. Like, what do you mean?
This band was founded on peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. Like, and oh, man.
I was skinny then for a reason, man.
Yeah, just to echo on that. If you're in a place where there's not a lot of people, stay at it. It took me about a year just to find a drummer that was worth a shit, or that even really wanted to play the kind of music I wanted Cohen to be and stuff. And
that wasn't already in 500 projects.
Yeah. 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 Our heart had been in it for a while, but the problem is when you live in Western Kentucky, metal isn't the hot commodity. Yeah. So.
Yeah. I've noticed, because you guys are, like, from all different places in Kentucky, so that's obvious by just how your band is formed, that it's few and far between.
Yeah, and then with me, I guess my only piece of advice is never, I guess, put out, like, any like really awful recordings, you know. Pay the extra, it's really worth it. Like, it's really, really worth it. 100%.
We've learned that the hard way.
Yeah. Yep.
I am proud of everything we put out, but it's like we've talked about, this is pretty like a 180 for us, this new EP, and I really couldn't ask that we had done anything differently.
Yeah,
so that's cool. I've never felt that way before.
Make a lot of content, too.
Yeah.
Stay hungry, man. You got to be on it.
I will second that. Don't release any recordings that are just terrible, because people just... I mean...
I don't want to say anything nobody about can a take certain you submission at that point, folder. But. Yeah.
But so, like... We've gone through a lot of that. It's like, this band would be good if I could hear what's happening.
Exactly. So,
The music. I don't understand what they're saying.
Or playing.
Or hear any single note out of any of this.
Right.
And we kind of already hit this because you already said there is no local scene where you are. But I know that you have played in some places down there. are there any favorite venues that you've played around your hometown?
All right. Let me hit this. There is one venue.
One.
It is Terrapin Station. It is an amazing record store. Tim Payton, shout out to Tim Payton, one of the nicest guys.
Absolutely.
Love you, Tim.
He's put on so many great shows there, and I'm grateful he let our shitty metal band play there back when we were in our infancy and stuff. And very, very nice guy. But, like, it really sucks, and that's the best way to put it, like, that there's no other place to play around where we're from. That's what I mean, like, if we were going to play in, like, our hometown, that's like, our only option.
Yeah.
And then otherwise we'd have to play one in Nashville or something. I think Nashville is the closest.
Or, like, Evansville.
Or Evansville are, like, the two closest cities to us. enough to come out.
Yeah.
Not in, like, a shady way, but, like...
No, it's just, like...
That's just how it is. Like, there are a lot of people that have come out to us when we played shows in Murray. That have been extremely supportive to us, and we will never take that for granted, sure. But as a whole, most of the people in our hometown just don't vibe with it anyways. And the people that do are willing to travel to nearby cities to watch us, and that's cool. So,
I mean, our show last year there, it was actually pretty big.
When we had our
there were like 100 people there,
something like that.
Really?
Yeah, which
in this. Really, you know,
really tiny vinyl
store. Tiny record store.
And what was I gonna say? That was our release show for our last album, and we didn't have it till like 6 months until after the record release and stuff, and people still came out, and we had a bunch of bands on it that we were good friends with, and it was a really good time. But I don't know.
That's it. That's it.
This is the last question, and it's a little off base. We like to ask a silly one at the end. If you could be on a soundtrack for any horror movie, like vampire movie or zombie movie, which one would you pick, and what song would it be?
Hear me out. NASCAR. I'm sorry.
All right.
Off.
Good for Dale.
I don't support the wall. That's what killed Dale. Hey, Trav, you want to go? Yeah.
So, if I was to be on a soundtrack of any horror movie, what song would it be? Well. Oh man, this is tough. This is really tough. Does it have to be a Cohen song, or can it...
Yeah, it has to be a Cohen song.
I bet. I'm going to say The Shining, if that counts. Does that count?
Yeah.
So The Shining and Suffer. Those are the two. That's it. Yeah, that's what it'd be. Right at the end. Man. Old girl got her wings clipped. But she still found the strength to sing, my man. You know, she got out of that abusive relationship, man. Like,
I love so many horror movies. Probably my favorite's The Strangers. I would want to do that. But that's just like an honest psychological thing. I don't know. I'd have to go with Suffer Too, which is the title track on our EP that's coming out. Either that one or there was another new song called Torture. The end of that song is just really scary sounding. And
kind of.
Yeah, so I'll one of those two. Yeah.
I think mine would be like the original Halloween because fuck.
Yeah, bro.
And then the song would probably be, if I'm honest, like probably Parish. I mean, because it's really off the wall, and it's really like
dissonant.
Yeah, it's really dissonant, and it's just it's really fast paced most of the time, and it just fit really well, I think. I don't know.
Well, Suffer is going to be out on November 13th. Yes. So everybody give that a listen when it comes out. Do you guys want to shout out your socials just so everybody knows where to find you?
That's a Nick thing. it's just at Cohen_noise on everything, I think.
Yeah.
Same across the board.
Yeah, I believe so.
Yeah.
That makes it easy enough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Perfect. Thanks for being here with us, guys.
Thank you for having us.
Awesome. I'm really excited to get to talk to you. So, yeah.
Well, hey, we appreciate this opportunity. Thanks for listening to us telling some great stories, some sad stories. We've been through a lot in this 43 minutes. But, you know, thanks for the opportunity.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Yeah,
appreciate it.
That was super nice meeting you guys.
We'll have to have you on again when Happy's about to be released again.
Bet.
Oh,
bet.
Oh, that'd be fun.
Yeah.
How bad that record is.
All right, guys. See you later.
All right. Bye. See y'all. Rest easy.
Pancakes, are you dying actively? I'm right here. Quit freaking out. Yeah, object permanence is an issue for him.
This is a pancakes episode, I'm telling you.
But at first he was screaming because he wanted food. Why are you, why? You had dinner. Okay.
I think we're going to have to credit him as a guest host.
Guest host pancakes. Literally just screaming.
I mean, is it that different from what we do?
No, I mean, I actively am screaming all the time.
I'm pretty sure we ended the last episode just by screaming.
Probably. I don't remember. That's too far from
me. Our I'm not okay rendition.
Oh, yeah. Forgot we did that. Did you actually put that in the episode?
Oh, yes, I did.
Never again.
Never. Never. It ended up so much worse. I mean, I was trying to be bad, and it still ended up a lot worse than what I could imagine.
So bad. I hate it.
Well, speaking about better things, I want to talk about our next week's episode a little bit.
Oh.
So we are doing a Halloween thing for the first time ever.
Yeah, we did a Halloween episode.
It's actually called Basic Bitch Halloween.
Oh, is it?
Yes.
Okay, then.
That's how I proposed it to our guest, Sarah Cota from Silent Rival.
Yeah.
She's back on with us. You guys, we spent, I think, 2 hours on the phone with her.
Yeah.
At least 2 hours, because we weren't even recording all of that.
No, because we recorded for a little bit, and that was like, it was like 20 minutes. And then we stopped recording for a minute because we had to say some secret things to each other. And then... And then I think we were on the call for another hour and a half at least.
God, she took it well.
God, it was so good. It was so good.
It was so fun.
The whole time was so much fun. And we've got some spooky treats for you.
Yeah.
Learning about spooky things.
We did learn a lot about spooky things.
We did. And I mean, I say spooky things, but I don't find them that spooky.
It's more witchy things.
Yeah, it would be more accurate.
Oh, you know what? Speaking of, I did... Here's the thing. So here's what I wanted to say about that episode is that I forgot to talk about genuinely everything that I really wanted to talk about going in there because we got so entrenched in our own conversation. You guys, for the first time ever, I completely forgot to ask a guest what is going on in their musical career. Like,
we just didn't even talk about it one bit.
We didn't talk about Silent Rival. We
talked about her cat for 10 minutes, but we did not even talk about her band once.
Yeah. We were just way too excited to be talking to her, and, like, everything went out the window. But the one other thing that I had wanted to talk to her about was that she just got this killer Ouija board from this person on Instagram. And let me find the handle, because she turned me on to them. And it's, like, the best account that I've ever followed in my life. She's called Moonstoned Alchemist. Besides doing all these really cool resin Ouija boards and shit like that, she's also started sculpting clay to make little octopi. And Stormy, I'm going to show you a video here because it's the most soothing thing I've ever watched in my life.
Oh, she's like painting it.
Isn't it soothing?
It is. Those are actually, it's also very cute.
Yeah. I've never been so addicted to just like little videos in my life. Well, I think I've found my calling.
Speaking of spooky things, I found a TikTok where this guy just like cleans graves, like old graves.
You told me about that.
Yeah, and I love it. I'm obsessed.
That's everything. I love cleaning videos.
Yeah, well,
I love it when somebody finds something old and then just spruces it up.
Well, like, because he'll find graves that are like knocked over or broken and he'll like repair them and fix them, which is like really, really cool. And like he gets permission from the cemeteries to do it. And anyway, but he'll go in and he'll fix it and then he cleans it really well. And then they don't look like new, obviously, because they're old stone. Right.
Well, they're not new.
But they look fresh and clean and nice. And I think that's such a cool thing to do.
Oh, for sure.
But only if you know what you're doing and you have permission. Don't just go into a graveyard and start cleaning graves. That's like not okay.
You gotta start somewhere, Stormy.
No, that's not allowed. Practice. You have to have permission to do it and you have to know what you're doing. Otherwise, you're just corroding somebody's gravestone and that history is lost forever.
Okay, so make your own gravestone. Get it dirty. Clean it for practice.
Yes.
And then start a bomb-ass career doing it.
Sure, that's fine. I don't think he gets paid for this. I think he just does it because he likes to.
I want to get paid for something like that.
Okay, well, he doesn't get paid. He just does it as out of the kindness of his heart.
I mean, that's very sweet of him, and it sounds like it would be cool to do regardless, but, like, makes me way sadder knowing that there's not a career in that.
No, I don't think so. I mean, there might be, but he's not in it, I don't believe.
Anyway, do you want to shout out our socials now that we've been talking about a bunch of other people's socials?
If you want to find us, you can find us at I'm Not Okay Pod on Instagram and Twitter. You can find us at I'm Not Okay Podcast on Facebook, and you can email us at imnotokaypod@gmail.com. You can also find us at imnotokaypodcast.simplecast.com, and that's all of our stuff will be there, but you can also listen to us on any streaming website.
Well, at this point, they probably know that. They've made it this far.
I mean, yeah, but like...
Good call, good call.
Whatever.
Yeah, I guess if you are coming in through the website, you should know that we are on Spotify, iTunes,
Stitcher,
Simplecast, Stitcher. I don't know all the platforms. I should be more well-versed in this.
Well, you put them all up, so.
Yeah, but you know what? It's actually easier than it seems. You don't have to go to every single one. You just submit it through multiple services that then disperse them.
Fair enough.
It's pretty easy.
That
y'all are thinking about starting a podcast.
Just that part. There's a lot of hard stuff that is in podcasting, and I will tell you right now, it's not easy.
It's been a learning curve.
But
if you want to hear more about that, go listen to our interview with Mike on the 80/20 show.
Yeah, we talk about that there.
We talk quite a bit about our fumbles. But as always, if you enjoyed the show today, give us a little subscription, leave a rating and review. That helps us a lot as far as visibility goes, since, you know, we don't get paid for doing this.
Yeah. And tell your friends if you liked it. Just be like, yo, I heard this cool podcast. It's pretty fun. You should listen to it.
And they'll be like, okay, sounds lame, but sure.
Yeah. But then if you want to find me, I'm at Slummy Thomas on Instagram and TikTok and at Slummy_Thomas on Twitter. Although I'm pretty sure, I don't know what happened to my Twitter, but I can't get into it anymore, so maybe don't follow me there because I don't know how to get back into my Twitter. And I'm not going to make another one. It's not going to happen.
I am Brashbat on Instagram, and honestly, that's all you need to know because I really don't use my Twitter, so whatever.
All right. Well, I guess we'll see you next time on I'm Not Okay.
I don't know why you're finger gunning because...
Pew, 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 pew. Chaotic bi energy.
I can't fucking do it.